Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today we celebrate all the saints, all the citizens of heaven, each and every one of them who possesses the kingdom of heaven. It is now totally theirs and they can never lose it. They possess it in a stable manner. And that's in fact one of the essential properties of the beatitude of heaven, that the happiness possessed there cannot be lost. And on that topic, I'd like to share with you just very briefly something that a priest once said to me, a holy elderly priest once told me, that as you get old, you get tired of time itself. He has since died, this priest, and experience will show us whether this is true for everybody, that as you get old, you get tired of time. It seems so. I expect that to be the case. Why? Why would we get tired of time? Because it seems like it's going to get tiring to go through this constant cycle of looking forward to possessing something that we don't yet have. Then, once we possess it, knowing that it's only for a moment that we have it, and that moment is going to end very soon, and that losing that thing forever into a past that can never come back. That's the way our life works in time. We look forward to having, we possess something, we know it's not going to last, we lose it, and it's never going to come back. And that's even worse when it's a matter of relationship with persons. We possess but for a moment. We dread the end of that moment, and then we are separated. Of course, we have Christian hope of heaven, but we don't possess that on earth. So after a while, it gets tiring. Time just becomes tiring. And we can think of this in our own life. Each moment of life with its joys, we possess but for that moment, and then it's in the past, and we can't have it all at once. We would like to. In fact, that's what human nature longs for, but we can't possess all our life all at once. The saints who have finished their existence in time instead do exactly that. They possess all that is good permanently all at once. God, they possess God himself, his kingdom. They possess the company of the other saints and all the other good things that God has created for us. Two philosophical, theological definitions and then we'll be done. Blessed Boethius, he's a well-known philosopher but also a blessed, so he is in heaven. He says that eternity, that place where the saints are now, eternity is the simultaneous, whole, and perfect possession of interminable life. Difficult to imagine because we don't experience this on earth. We can understand the concepts, the ideas that go into this definition. We long to experience it, but we don't have it on earth. The eternal, simultaneous, whole, and perfect possession of interminable life. And Augustine says, there the days do not come and go in succession, and the beginning of one day does not mean the end of another. All days are one, simultaneously and without end, and the life lived out in these days has itself no end. We can't experience this on earth, but at the same time we grow tired and sick of time, the exact opposite. It's not simultaneous, it's not lasting. It's cut up into little moments, and each moment is divided from the other moments, and once a moment is in the past, we don't know what it's like to possess eternity, and yet we long for it. And St. Bernard says that what the saints possess, we too can possess, and we must long for it. We can possess it soon, and if we wish, we soon will possess it. It's good to lift up our minds, therefore, to heaven, to desire and to direct our life to come into the possession of that for which God has created us. So we end with the words of St. Bernard. He says, we must rise again with Christ. We must seek the world which is above and set our mind on the things of heaven. Let us long for those who are longing for us, the saints, that is. Let us hasten to those who are waiting for us and ask those who look for our coming to intercede for us. We should not only want to be with the saints, we should also hope to possess their happiness. While we desire to be in their company, we must also earnestly seek to share in their glory. Therefore, we should aim at attaining this glory with a wholehearted and prudent desire. That we may rightly hope and strive for such blessedness, we must above all seek the prayers of the saints. Thus, what is beyond our own powers to obtain will be granted through their intercession. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.